The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Have your way. Speak to us and let the name of Jesus be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Can we give Jesus a big clap? The loudest you can. Psalm 47 verse 1, say, clap your hands, O ye people. Come on, clap your hands, everybody, to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. You are welcome. Please be majestically seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I welcome you to God's presence tonight, and I pray that your life would never be the same again in Jesus' name. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Prospering in Recession, Part 4. And you can put in bracket, tips for wealth creation in recession. Prospering in Recession, Part 4. And in bracket, tips for wealth creation in recession. How many of you have been blessed since this series started? If you have been blessed, can you shout hallelujah? If you have been blessed, can you shout hallelujah? You will not lack. I say you will not lack. I say you will not lack. What is called lack and want will never be your portion. In the name of Jesus. Everything that is called surplus shall be what you will assess in Jesus' name. You know, it's not good to lack, because when you lack friends. In Proverbs 19 verse 4, the Bible says, wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated even from his neighbors. When you lack, men don't want to associate with you. Family members discard you. They see your phone call and they ignore it. Why? Because you have nothing to offer. Today, God will give you something that you will offer to your generation. God will give you something to offer to your generation. Can I please have your loudest amen? Our God is a God that loves us. And in his love, he has a great plan for us. And this love is unshakable. Someone say unshakable. It cannot shake. His love for us is very great. And in this love, you have a destiny to fulfill. And to fulfill this destiny, lack must not be part of your life. There's hardly anything good you need in life, that you want to do in life, that you don't need some form of resources to do. Is it to get married? You need to rent a hall. You need to buy your wedding gown. You need to, you know, buy drinks. People would drink it. You need to buy a cow and all those things. Is it to go to school? Is it to buy a car? Is it to build? Anything good you want to do, you need money. And good money for that matter. Somebody here will not lack. Amen. Somebody here will not lack. Amen. You will not lack resources. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob operated in wealth and blessings. They were blessed. And those are our fathers. And it is easier for God to bless you with riches than for him to make you to lack. Because he has so much wealth. He has no interest in you being in any form of lack. And the Bible says God makes everything beautiful in his own time. God says, the Bible says there's a time for everything. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. There's a time for everything. I believe in my spirit, man, that this is the time God wants to enrich you. Amen. To everything, there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. I believe in my heart, even during this season that we are taking this series, that a brand new level of wealth is coming for you and your family. Amen. Tonight, within the limited time I have, we'll be looking at tips for wealth creation in recession. Tips for wealth creation in recession. Number one tip or key for wealth creation in recession is the God first mentality and action. God first. Someone say God first. If your desire is to be wealthy and to be blessed and to create wealth in this recession, make God number one. Friends, I have discovered in my little life that God is a very, very jealous God. In Matthew 6, verse 33, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Your seeking God first qualifies you and gives you the ability to be able to create wealth. Because to create wealth, you need power. Someone say power. And it is God that gives power. In Deuteronomy 8 verse 18. Say, you shall remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power. He giveth thee power to make wealth. It is he that giveth thee power. God will give somebody power tonight. Amen. The power to get wealth is embedded in a God first mentality. The power. Power to get wealth. That power is embedded in a God first mentality. Treating God as the ultimate, the number one. Most people treat God last. That is why their wealth is like it's not a priority for God. God only takes what is left after every other thing has been spent. God only takes the scrap after every other thing has been expended. No. If God takes his place, he will put you in your place. If God takes his place in your finances, he will put you in your place. Somebody is here. Your story is changing. Amen. I say your story is changing. Amen. Your God first mentality brings you into a realm of favor. Nothing can give to you. Beauty can give to you. Your God first mentality places you in a realm of favor. Nothing can, certificate can give it to you. Your God first mentality places you in a realm where nothing, connection can place you there. God first. God first. God first. God first. The Bible says, you say, anyone that loves father, mother, houses, wife, children, more than me, says, don't worry of me. To let you know how jealous this God is. That is, if you place anything ahead of me, I can't take second fiddle. How many of you have noticed that even Nigerian universities, they don't normally like to offer admission to anybody that makes them second or third choice? Have you noticed that? Once you make a university second choice, even new university that just started, they will not want to give you admission. The simple reason is that you have made them is you are trying to say they are not, somebody is better than them. Go and meet that person. Any person give you admission. Now, how much more this jealous God, who called himself, say, I'm a jealous God. So, anything you do, everywhere you are, make God number one. He will make you number one. Make God number one in your thinking, in your priority, in your givings, in your time management. Make God the priority. He will make you a priority. Somebody's level must change tonight. I say somebody's level must change tonight. Number two tip for wealth creation in recession is embrace the principle of small beginnings. Many don't like to start small. I didn't have time tonight. I wanted to show us some pictures of when this ministry started. But I was quite busy. Everything that is living starts small. An elephant, as big as it is, didn't grow as big as it is. It started small. Everything you can think of that is big today starts as small. The principle of small beginnings will always help you to create wealth In Job chapter 8 verse 7. Job 8 verse 7. He said, though your beginning may be small, your latter end shall greatly increase. Job 8 verse 7. It doesn't matter how small your beginning is. It doesn't matter how small things are. Somebody's here, your latter end shall increase. That's why people should not look down on you and I yet. God is not finished with us. Anybody that looks at us and says, ah, these people, they are deceiving themselves, because very soon there will be a change. And that change will be very, very drastic. That change will make us an amazement to your entire world. I'm talking of you and I. Let me hear your loudest amen. If you are on this side of God's side, there is no way you won't end well. But start small. If you are about, God has given you a vision for a business, start it small. If you are about to look for a job, don't from day one look for a job in an NPC. Don't from day one say, unless I get an employment in Mobile, I won't work for anybody. Start small. That's your small biscuit kiosk. Small biscuit kiosk. Small, very small. Can turn into a mega business. I've seen many businesses transform from smallness. Just small beginnings, just because they could take the bold step. I've seen many start in a company as a small person and eventually rose up to become the people call it the shots there. That will be your portion today. That will be your portion today. So, starting small does not mean you will end small. Your starting small is a sign of faith, and it will definitely end well. To get to the top, it's important that you learn to start small. God has put a vision of a farm in your heart. Start it small. Start planting tomato in your backyard. You have started a farm already. And call it Multi-Million Naira Farm Nigeria Limited. That's the name you have given it. When Abraham was calling himself Abraham, father of nations, everybody was looking at him and said, who is this man? Isn't he a father of nations now? It is what you call yourself that will eventually happen. It is what you say that will eventually happen to you. It is what you say continuously. It is what you believe. Say, if thou shalt say unto this mountain, Mark 11 verse 23, if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and thou cast into the sea, and you will not doubt in your heart, you shall have whatsoever you say. Whatsoever. Whatsoever. Someone say whatsoever. Whatsoever you say. So I believe somebody is here tonight. What you are asking for is going to come in the name of Jesus. What you are trusting God for will come to you speedily in Jesus' name. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. So believe God. Believe God. And take a step of faith. Take a step of faith. Take a step of faith. It's a risk. Yes. Everything in life is risky. Do you know that not taking a step is a risk? Yes. Staying at a spot and not going to look for a job or starting a business is a risk. It's a risk. Deciding not to do anything is a risk. It's a risk of dying of poverty. One can die of poverty if one does not take that risk. When walking in a place, they say, go and do this, go and they say, no, there's a lion outside. It's a risk. You have to take a risk. You have to take a risk. In my place, they say, the place that is hard, that is where we meet a man. A place that is hard. Somebody say hard. Hard. That is, take that risk. Take that risk. Those that believe they will not die in taking risk, they don't die. It is those that believe they can die that die. It is to you according to your faith. You won't die. Amen. I won't die. And we will fulfill our days. Amen. If God has given you anything to do, please, sharp, sharp. Sharp, sharp. Pray to God. Ask for divine timing. as for when to commence and begin it small. Start it in a by God's privilege. I've been privileged to start a few things in my life, and I've been privileged to work with people who have started new things. And it's so amazing how small things grow. Small organizations become massive. I used to work in a bank called GT Bank. And is there anybody in Nigeria today that won't know a bank called GT Bank? I was there when it was small. I was there with very few branches. We will get to a place sometimes to do marketing, and they will tell us at that time, they say GBT Bank. GBT. If you want Lou and GBT, you want to come and do 419 for us here? Because nobody knows the bank. So anything you are doing, keep at it. God will support you and he will help you. And it will become very, very massive. I said it will become very, very massive. In Psalms 115 verse 14, the Bible tells me, the Lord shall increase you more and more. Somebody is here, God will increase you more and more. That your small catering business shall be increased more and more. Psalm 115 verse 14, not 4. I pray that somebody here, God is going to increase you more and more in the name of Jesus. God will increase you more and more in the name of Jesus. It would be good for us to have a speaker there so that it's easier for them to hear me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In Ezekiel 36 verse 11, the Bible says, and I will multiply upon you man and beast, and they shall increase and bring fruits. And I will settle you after your old estates, and will do better unto you than at your beginning, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Ezekiel 36:11. That is, I will ensure that I multiply. God will multiply you. I say, God will multiply you. God will multiply you. That small business shall be suddenly multiplied. Can I hear your loud amen? That your small venture shall be suddenly multiplied. That career where it looks as if you are struggling now, you will suddenly get to the top. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen? I need to move now because of time. Number three tip for wealth creation is be diligent. I can't talk about this enough. Be diligent. The Bible says in Proverbs 13 verse 11, wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished. Proverbs 13 11, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. He that gathereth by labor shall increase. He that gathereth by hard work shall increase. If you want to create wealth in this recession, be diligent in your assignment. In the course of one of the teachings in the last 3 weeks, I mentioned this briefly. If you are not diligent, there is no way for you. God cannot bless nothing. Zero plus zero is what? Zero times zero is what? Bible says in Proverbs 22 verse 29, see thou a man diligent in his business, he will stand before kings. You will stand before kings. And not ordinary men. He will stand before kings. It is your diligence in your assignment that brings you before kings. Don't be a person that loves sleep, so that things will not slip away from your hands. Say, what's your hobby? My hobby is that I love sleeping. And I love sleeping, not only sleeping, I love sleeping for long. In Proverbs 6, verse 6 to 11, explains to us what happens to those that say, go to the ant, you sluggard. Proverbs 6, from verse 6 to 11. Proverbs 6, 6 to 11. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. Which having no guard, overseer or ruler, provided her meat in the summer and gathered her food in the harvest. How long will thou sleep is a question. For how long will you be on your bed? That's what the Bible is asking you and I. How long will you talk of sleeping? Oh sluggard, when will thou arise out of your sleep? When will your bed have rest? When will you get out of the bed? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber. I just want to take a little dose, you see. I just want to take a nap. Is it? If some people travel from here, from Ilorin here to Abuja, they will sleep from here to Abuja. If some people sleep from, travel from here to Lagos, from here to after they feel, Father, bless me, protect me. Jesus, amen. After that time, the next time is when they tap them. Oh boy, at the beggar. We are now in beggar. Please, can you carry your bag? Yes, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall poverty. So poverty will not come to you. Amen. One of the easiest ways to get poverty attracted to one's life is to love sleep. Loving sleep means to love enjoyment. Just love relaxation. All I like to do is just to relax. My prayer is that I will marry a rich man so that I will not have to do anything. What's wrong with you? Is that your prayer? That you will marry a rich man? You will marry a rich man, but you too must work. Proverbs 24, 30 to 31. Proverbs 24, 30 to 31 explains something to us. I went by the field of the sluggard and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. 31. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns and nettles had covered the face thereof. And the stone wall thereof was broken down. That is, I went to see somebody who is not hardworking. His business was destroyed. His vocation had issue. The work of his hand was not progressing. Why? Because he was sluggard. May you not be termed as a sluggard person. May you not be termed as a sluggard person. In the name of Jesus. Number four. Tip for wealth creation in this time of recession is pursue your task with excellence. Our God is an excellent God. In fact, when he created the world, everything he did in Proverbs, in Genesis chapter 1, Genesis 1 verse 31, the Bible says, everything he created, he saw that everything was good. Genesis 1 31, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Everything that God created was very good. So everything you are doing, if you want to create wealth in this period, must be very good. Don't be a tailor that will sew clothes for people and it will be like sack of garri on them when they wear it. The clothes will be dangling like this. And people will be asking them, who sewed this cloth for you? Is this a tailor or a mechanic? Is this a shoemaker? Did you give this to a shoemaker to do for you? Excellence. Anytime your product appears, it must be done excellently. Many of you work in organizations. Many reasons why people don't get promotion is not because they didn't have good grade. They are not excellent. Haphazard way of working. They appear in the office in the morning and the boss is irritated. Why are you dressed like this? Why are you dressed like this? Say, oh, you didn't sleep in the house? How can you appear in the office like this on Monday morning? Hair is dangling like this. Soap is on the ear. Soap is on the ear. Eh? And you appear to the office in the morning. Excellence is important to create wealth. Do you know that you are a product? You are a brand as you are seated here today. You are a brand. In my place, they say when they see the son of a king, they must see the mark of kingship on him. When you appear anywhere, there must be a mark of kingship on you. My father and the Lord, Bishop David Ugo, said something. He said, long time ago, he knew that he was a king before he even became rich at all. He said he will never go out anywhere with bathroom slippers. He said, I knew right from a small boy that I'm a king. I can't be going out anywhere. Can a king go out? Have you ever seen a king go out and wearing bathroom slippers? Be going somewhere, traveling with bathroom slippers? Yeah, that is the king of so kingdom. He must be the king of his bedroom, not the king of a kingdom. Excellence. Everything done well. You are given a contract, you do it well. You are The reason why most people don't get jobs again is because they don't do it properly. They get one contract, they suck all the profit of this world from that one, and that's the last contract the person will give them. Do this furniture for me. And then they use substandard materials. Substandard. They short, and the person sees it. And the person says, okay, no problem, you can go. But that's the we have had many of them here. They will work for us, and then the work will be lopsided and look very terrible. It doesn't meet up. And we told them the standard we want. We'll collect the job, not to fight, but that will be the last job we give to them. Anywhere you appear, do your work well. Let me tell you this. It doesn't matter if we are 10 here or 15. Our message cannot be substandard. Even if we are just 5 in the church, it's not because people are here. No. Even before you all came, the message, solid, solid message. Well, waited on God, received it, prepared it, and downloaded it fresh. Fresh. Everything you must do must be done excellently. May a new spirit of excellence come upon you today. In your conduct, in your business, in your career, may you do things excellently well. May you do things excellently well. Stop blaming the economy. You are not the only one in this economy. The economy is waiting for you to come out with your product in an excellent manner. Stop blaming the economy. It's not the economy. Let your product come out well. If you are frying, if your product is donut, let the donut come out fresh. Don't let the donut be smelling of 7 days donut. If you are cooking and people are eating, don't allow the pepper to be pepper of problem, that they, immediately they finish your food like this, they must visit toilet 15 times. Let it be sensational. Let them want to come back all the time. Let them want to return back all the time. Let them want to return back. The product you are selling, you will have a large market. I say you will have a large market. You will have a large market. I was charging some people this morning. I also told my wife this morning. I was reading a book this morning, very early this morning, around 4 a.m. or 5. Very early this morning, thereabout. And the book was talking about a particular ministry of one of our fathers in the faith, who as at 2011, like 7 years ago, thereabout, was the ministry was already in 60 countries. And the same ministry started from the sitting room. His sitting room, 2-bedroom flat. Because of excellent delivery. Excellence. So anything you are doing, there can be expansion there. There can be, it doesn't matter what you are selling. Sell anything. Make sure God's hand is there. And make sure that anything, as in not cocaine, no. Anything in righteousness. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. And don't go and quote me. And we are probably on the internet now. What I'm saying, people that are listening to me on the internet from anywhere in the world, I didn't say crackle. I said sell anything legitimate. Uh-huh. So if you are listening to me from anywhere in the world, what I'm saying is sell the proper thing that will help you to prosper. Did I make myself very clear? Come on, shout a big hallelujah. Number 5, how do I tip for wealth creation in this economy? Ask for God's leading always. In Romans 8 verse 14, the Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Don't just start a business without its leading. Don't just venture into something. Don't do guesswork with your life. Go to God in prayer of inquiry. Ask him something. Let him tell you what he has in store for you. Let him tell you his plan, his purpose, his intention. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Don't take any major business risk without God's direct confirmation to you or through any of his servants. Last week I talked about you asking for counsel, but this week I'm talking about asking for counsel from God. Show me what to do. Help me find my way. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Call upon me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. I want you to realize this, ladies and gentlemen, that only the prayerful can create wealth. It is not only giving that brings wealth. I can tell you that till forever. There are three fundamental things, very important, that brings wealth. And I will tell you, I've never said this in any of the series, but I'll tell you tonight. Very fundamental. The first one is fasting. The second one is prayer. And the third one is giving. These three must go hand in hand. Why? And I will tell you. The reason why is because when you give and you don't pray, you give and you don't pray, you will be frustrated. Because at the end of the day, you are just giving and giving and giving. There's nothing to show. You will be tired. When you pray and you don't give, you will be limited. Because the devil will try to limit your blessing. Hello? You didn't get that. That's complex, right? The three, fasting. Why do you need fasting? You need fasting to break the hold of the enemy holding down your financial destiny. That's why you need fasting. To break the hold of the wicked over your life and over your destiny. Because there are some forces. That's why some people, you will see them, they are doing so well in the area of giving. They are doing so well in the area of praying. But because they hate fasting, they still cannot create wealth. There are some forces and powers that will never rest. Let me show you that in Isaiah 58 verse 6. Isaiah 58 verse 6. Bible says, is this not the fast that I've chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness. To undo heavy burdens. To let the oppressed go free. And that you break every yoke. Is it? Now let's go to verse 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go forth before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. And thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, and put forth of the finger, and the speaking of vanity. In verse 10, and if thou draw out of thy soul to the hungry, and this is talking about giving and all that. Now, what are we saying here? These three things are very important. Your prayers, your giving, and your fasting. Fasting and prayer break strongholds, satanic stronghold against your finances. There are some forces that they are determined to ensure that a man does not get rich, does not get supplies. And it is through your praying, your asking from God, your seeking the face of God, that you break and destroy such powers. Many don't pray. Many give, but they don't pray. And so it results in limitation. And many pray and don't give, and it results in frustration. If you give and you don't pray, it results in limitation. If you give all the time, you are always giving, but you don't pray, you are limited. But when you are always praying and you at the same time you don't give, it results in frustration. I pray for somebody here tonight that the grace to do this, both fasting, praying, and giving, the Lord will give unto you in Jesus' name. So, giving alone is not enough. You must pray. You release your blessing through prayer. Praying alone is not enough. You add fasting to it to break the yoke stopping you from flow of resources. Somebody is here tonight. The flow of resources will come for you tonight. In Jesus' name. I'll come back to that again as I begin to round up. Number what now? Number six. Tip for wealth creation. Don't cheat others if you want to create good wealth that will last. If you want your business or your vocation to prosper, don't be a cheat. Don't be a person that is always cheating. Don't punch Congo under and make Gary that is supposed to be a full Congo, suddenly 10% of it is missing. Don't cut bag of cement and take small part of it and go and rebag the rest. That's cheating. Those kind of things brings quick loss, not quick wealth. Particularly, don't cheat your staffs. Those who are working with you, those who are sweating to get to work with you. In Deuteronomy 24, verse 12 to 14, talks about that. Deuteronomy 24, verse 12, all through to verse 14, explains to us why it is important for us not to be involved in such. I can't imagine why you are so slow tonight. 24, 12 to 14. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Somebody still here tonight, shout a big hallelujah. Somebody that is ready for what God is going to do in his or her life, shout a big hallelujah. I read, and if the man be poor, thou shalt not sleep with his pledge. And in any case, thou shalt deliver him of the pledge again when the sun goes down. Then he that sleepeth in his own raiment and bless thee, he shall be righteousness unto thee before the Lord thy God. Yes, go on, go on. And thou shalt not oppress an hired servant that is poor and needy. Don't oppress those who are working with you. Don't pocket what their income. Don't go and be buying jeeps and building houses and all that when your staffs have not collected salary for many months. It destroys your wealth. Whether he be of thy brethren or of thy stranger that are in thy land within thy gates. Next verse. At his day thou shalt give him his hire, neither shall the sun go down upon it, for he is poor and setteth his heart upon it. His heart is on that salary. Don't keep it. His mind is on that income that he wants to collect from you. Don't eat it with your own. Ensure that what is the benefit of each of your staffs, go to them accordingly. People that are due, show them benevolence. People that are qualified to be blessed, people that are qualified to be promoted, promote them. People that are qualified for additional resources, give it to them. Lest he cry against thee. Many people that have businesses, the reason why their businesses always crumble is because their staff cry to God. Father, for the past 10 months, they never pay me. And a guy is traveling from America to London to Jamaica. He's eating good food where we are leaning here. Father, fight for me. And don't forget, Exodus 14 verse 14 says, I will fight for you and you will hold your peace. If you want to create wealth, treat your staffs well. They are also human beings. In my place, they say the way we gave birth to a slave is the same way we gave birth to the child. It's just opportunity that is different. It's just the child. It's just the opportunity that is different. The way we gave birth to a slave is the same way. Push, push. We can see the head of him. It's the same way. They gave birth to the slave. They gave birth to the person who is rich. So don't be a cheat. If you really want to create wealth in this period, anybody doing well, treat them well. Anybody that is not doing well that needs sanction them. That's okay. But anybody that is due, that is doing well, reward them. And reward them accordingly. And I pray that even as you do this, the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. In Job 31 verse 6, Job 31 verse 6, the Bible says, let me be weighed in an even balance that God may know my integrity. Job 31 verse 6. Let me be weighed in an even balance that God may know my... How many employers can say that now? How many people in Nigeria can say, God, weigh me in an even balance? It's one thing most people cannot say. In fact, if you tell most people, you will eat the fruit of your labor, they will never say amen. Say, what you have done here, you will eat the fruit of it, they will never say amen. I was telling some folks some days ago, I used to work with a woman when I first graduated, who had a factory, a pure water factory, and I was working there. I would climb the tank, wash the tank, do all sorts of work for the woman. And eventually, while I was there, I got a better job. And when I was going, I told her, I said, kneel down there. Old woman, she's late now. With plenty white hair. As you are going, the Lord will bless you. As you have walked here, no anybody that wants to destroy you, God will destroy them. And she was saying it in Yoruba, so you can, you know, imagine how thick the was in Lloyd. Anybody that wants to destroy you. And I said that to you two tonight. Anybody that wants to destroy you, God will kill them. Anybody that wants to terminate your business, God will terminate them. Anybody that wants to terminate your life, God will terminate them. As I round up tonight, I want to go back to the issue of prayer. There is a connection between wealth and prayer. Only those that pray can create wealth. Prayer dissolves forces holding down your wealth. Prayer dislodges forces against those who want to terminate your wealth. You are meant to ascend a particular height in your company, and they are holding you down.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.